I summoned Narayan. You see Ja? He was hard to miss. He was as gaudy as a prince. He carried all that with him on campaign.
Yes, mistress.
I'll be on the other side of camp for a while. If some of your men, especially Shadar, suffered a lapse of discipline and called him coward and deserter, I doubt their punishments would be onerous. He grinned, started to dart away.
Hold it! Mistress?
You seem to have friends everywhere. I wouldn't be averse to knowing what's going on around here if you found contacts. Maybe Gopal and Hakim and a few others could desert when you weren't looking? Or otherwise get out and poke around.
Consider it done.
I do. I trust you that far. I know you'll do what needs to be done. His grin faded. He caught the warning edge. From Narayan, I went to Swan.
How are you doing?
Dying of boredom. Are we prisoners?
No.
Guests with limited mobility. Now free to go. Or stay. I could use your cachet. Smoke shook his head vigorously, as though he feared Swan would desert the Radisha. I told him, "You're awfully anxious to hang on to a Black Company spy." He looked at me and went through some internal change, as though he'd decided to abandon ineffectual tactics. It wasn't a dramatic shift, though. The role he'd been in couldn't have been that far from the real Smoke. He never said a word. Swan grinned and winked.
"I'm gone, but I got a feeling I'll be back."
The racket started up in Narayan's sector as I watched Swan go. I wondered how Ja was taking it. Swan was back within the hour.
She wants to see you.
Why am I not surprised?
Ram, get Narayan and Blade. Sindhu, too.
I took Narayan and Blade with me. Sindhu I left in charge, hinting that I'd be pleased if the camp was finished when I got back. I paused at the gate of the Goja fortress, glanced back. It was an hour short of noon. We had been here 6 hours. Already my camp was the most complete, best protected, most military. Professionalism and preparedness are relative, I suppose. Chapter 16. Kroger hobbled to the temple door, looked out. Soulcatcher was nowhere around. He hadn't seen her for days. He wondered if he'd been abandoned. He doubted it. She'd just waited till he was able to care for himself, then had hurried off on some arcane business. He thought of making a run for it. He knew the surrounding country. There was a village he could reach in a few hours, even at the pace he could make. But that escape would be no escape. Soulcatcher was away, but the crows had stayed to watch. They would stay with him. They would lead her to him. She had the horses. Those beasts could run forever without tiring. She could spot him a week's lead and catch him. Still, this place was like an island outside the world. It was dark and depressing. He started walking, going nowhere, moving for the sake of movement. The crows nagged at him. He ignored them, ignored the ache thumping in his chest. He strolled through the woods to the countryside beyond, emerging near the half-dead tree. He recalled it now. Before Dejagore and Goja, he had come south to scout the terrain, had spied Soulcatcher watching, had chased her into these woods. He'd stood by that tree trying to decide what to do next, and an arrow had hit it, nearly taking off his nose. It had carried a message, telling him it wasn't time for him to catch whomever he was